Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome, everyone. Fightful.com. I'm Jeremy Lambert, here with a name you know. He will be taking on Carmelo Hayes in the main event of NXT No Mercy this Saturday, September 30th, live on Peacock at 8 p.m. Eastern. He is a number one contender to the NXT Championship. He is Ilya Dragunov. Ilya, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thanks for doing this today. I really appreciate it. I know you got a busy week. We got NXT. We got the big contract signing tomorrow night, live, 8 p.m. Eastern, USA Network on NXT. And then you got the match against Carmelo Hayes, your second time facing Carmelo Hayes. And I wanted to start with your first match against him. A lot of people said that you brought out something different in him. They were looking for more of a grittier Carmelo Hayes, a more aggressive Carmelo Hayes, and you brought that out. Do you think you brought that out of him?
I think I bring out a lot of different things of a lot of people because just what I do in this ring is so entirely different compared to a lot of different other performers next to me. Because when I step into this ring, people will certainly feel something because I feel something. Because as soon as I step into this ring, everything is real to me, even before that. Like, everything is real to me. When I step in, I'm coming for a fight. Like, I'm coming in to bring absolutely everything, the entire passion that I carry around with myself, that everybody feels. Yeah, I bring different sides out of people because you need a lot to get me down, and I'm not going to make it easy for you.
Do you think Carmelo Hayes brought anything out of you that you had not kind of experienced before?
I mean, most definitely. I mean, you're going to look at the struggle that was there. We'll look at the entire back and forth between us, most definitely, because he's the champ and he needs to bring out different sides of different people. It is absolutely necessary. If he can't do that, he shouldn't be the champion. And he got to prove himself towards me. He did. I think the people were absolutely excited to see that match that you can just hear the noise in the arena. And we delivered something that people, I think, absolutely remember.
What's it been like being part of the NXT brand? You've been part of NXT UK. You're part of NXT Black and Gold. Now this new form of NXT. What's it been like being through the different iterations of the NXT kind of universe?
I just progressed all the time. I mean, like, I had the wonderful benefit that since the pretty much the beginning with, doesn't matter if it's NXT UK or NXT, people trusted in what I do because they see I have something different to offer. Because how I think about all of that is entirely different. I care about emotion. I care about something that people can connect to. I care about moments. I care about atmosphere. That's what I bring to the table. And this is something that is sometimes just missing nowadays. People that truly express their true self to the audience, because if you don't do that, there's no possibility that the crowd can connect to you. And I think that's the reason why the crowd really, really fast, or the audience really, really fast connected to me, because they believe what I do, because I believe what I do. And I just go out every single time and I'm empty when I come out again. I feel entirely drained. There are days, and there have been a lot of days, it doesn't matter if it's NXT UK or it's NXT, I just were empty after I left the ring. Entirely drowned, entirely, like, I left it all inside there. And this is something I think that the crowd more and more started to appreciate.
You mentioned the crowd connection, and NXT is now, with these premium live events, has started to travel outside of Florida and everything. You know, for the most part, NXT, the weekly events are in Florida. You wrestled in the pandemic era where there were no fans. What's it been like actually getting outside of Florida and wrestling at these premium live events?
I mean, it's a wonderful experience, because when you are part of this business, you got to have a certain love for traveling. And I have this love for traveling. I mean, like, of course, nothing is as beautiful as home is, but you have the wonderful opportunity to see more places, to see how the world is outside there. And that's an amazing thing to do.
What are some of your favorite places to visit on the road?
Well, the most recent one where I really enjoyed it, that was Boston. That was probably became one of my favorites, like, cities in the States.
Any spot that you hit up and it's like, oh, I gotta go back there next time we're in Boston?
Just the downtown, just like the inner city, or how you call it, like, downtown, was, like, very impressive to me, especially because in my heart, in my blood, I'm just still a European person. And a lot of the architecture inside the middle city just felt so European. And I always feel very home when I see places like that. And that's a lot of character. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've never been to Boston. So, but when I go, I'll have to check things out, check out the art, and maybe get a little taste of Europe when I am there. Speaking of Europe, the reports of NXT Europe that was supposed to start this year, and it seems like things are still on track. The merger kind of maybe delayed things, according to Shawn Michaels and Triple H. Is that something you would be interested in if, you know, it was broached to you?
Oh, absolutely. This is like a no-brainer. And when I have the possibility to go back to Europe, 100%, I will be up for everything. It is my home. I love Europe, of course. I enjoy my time in the States as well, but nothing is like the true aura of Europe. You can't get it out of me, though.
You've had many battles with Gunther, Walter, in Europe, and I know you've spoken a lot about these matches, but one thing I was very curious about, you know, wrestling him for almost a decade now, he has changed a lot. And specifically, he's spoken about his body transformation, and we've seen it, those of us who have followed his career. What's the difference in wrestling him when he was a bigger man, and, you know, bigger in stature, and then kind of losing weight, going on the diet and everything, and now that he's a little bit smaller, like, is there a difference in wrestling him as far as just his overall style?
No, absolutely not. I mean, like, I assume definitely he is in the shape of his life. I mean, like, as a performer, you always need to continue to work. And there's so many areas where you can work on. I mean, like, just having ring skills is by far not everything that you need to put work in. You need to put work in your training. You need to put work in your health. You need to put work in how you talk, how you dress, how you carry yourself. There's such a big, so many different dimensions that you need to work on to be a complete performer, to be a complete artist. And in his regards, I mean, like, I have nothing left for him than just a huge amount of respect, because he is one of a kind. And you can see that his absolutely outstanding mentality just transfers to everything he does. And this is just amazing to see. That's the bar I set for myself too.
Did he hit harder back in the day, or does he hit harder now?
He hits hard always. he's the person who hits me the hardest and pushed me the hardest and taught me the most. And there's not enough flowers that you can praise him with.
I know you mentioned that you wanted to face him at WrestleMania as a possibility. You said you guys are kind of destined to sort of fight forever, you and Walter or Gunther at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental title. Do you think that match could happen as early as Mania?
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The 40?
I don't know about it. Like, I mean, like, this is just like a, let's say it's a dream. It's I don't plan, I can't see it. Like, I'm not sure how fast it's going to happen, but I just have the feeling that that would be the right thing to do, because they're just like the two perfect opposites. Like, he is like, he's like the final boss. Everybody sees that. Everybody feels that. And I'm the ultimate underdog. I'm one of a dying breed. Like one of those guys who you can punch and hit and slam as much as you want to. You just don't keep me down. And I think I delivered a bunch, enough examples to really believe that. And how can these both things, how they cannot work out and how they cannot attract the entire attention of the audience?
You've mentioned that you're not like fully in a rush to get to the main roster, that you're sort of enjoying your time in NXT and enjoying every moment when it comes. So maybe not necessarily not a rush to get to the main roster, but just about being in the moment and enjoying the moment. I've heard a lot of wrestlers just talk about how they don't take time to enjoy the moment. It's always, you know, the world of wrestling television. What's next? What's next? What's next? Like, when did it click for you of like, I got to just start enjoying what's here, what's the now for me?
I mean, like, I think a good point of time in my life where I really started to realize I need to slow down is when my son was born. Because right now he's almost 7 already, and I feel like he was born yesterday. And I just realized that so many wonderful, precious things happen when you just slow down and you just don't push yourself unnecessary. Like, better, I mean, let's say it's hard for me to say, like, I'm being not the person to push yourself too heavy, because I do that all the time and I'm a very extreme person. But just like sometimes, just take a break in between and just realize how beautiful everything is that is around you, and how much things that are absolutely not. Don't take anything for granted. Just sometimes take a break in the moment and just realize how great everything could be.
What do you like to do when you're not training, you're not watching footage, you're not at the performance center, like to kind of take everything in and slow down a little bit?
I'm a big fan of journaling. I really made it a habit to write a lot of my thoughts down. They just, of course, it's a lot of still business related and performance related, or even like ideas for promos, but I like to sit down and really write things down, because it's a different thing than just taking notes on your phone, because you can do this so quick, you can delete it so quick. But if you actually put a pen on paper and write certain things down, you need to put work into that, and you really need to focus on that so you don't write anything stupid or make mistakes too much. This is what really gets me down in certain moments, and like, I just basically meditate or just think sometimes.
I was going to ask how journaling has maybe affected your promos, of bringing almost a realness to it. Because when you're journaling, you're obviously giving your real thoughts on things. And then does that translate over to promos?
Definitely, definitely. Because always when I think about promos, I try to be as close to my real persona as it possible. Like, of course, in this business, everything is a lot like, how to say, you over-exaggerate certain things, you get to a very extreme level at certain things. But I always try to be, try to make it myself. Because I think, especially in promos, if you say something you don't mean at all, you don't feel at all, and you don't feel like the person to say this at all, somehow the people will realize that. And somehow they will be like, ah, he doesn't mean it that way. You can't get a reaction out of this. But sometimes if you really say something with how you mean it, and you feel like, oh, this is absolutely something I would say this way, people would go like, ooh, we feel this. He really means what he's saying.
Your last man standing match against Dijak, you're already a very, very brutal and violent man. You'd be given weapons, given a last man standing setting. Your thoughts on that match, looking back at it, and do you think it's fair you're allowed to use weapons when you are already, you know, violent enough with your hands and your feet?
I must say, first of all, I'm not the biggest fan of those kind of matches, because like you said, I consider my fists, my legs, everything, as my body as a whole, like as my major weapon, if you can say so. And this is something I like to use majorly. So, but I really only can say that I entirely enjoyed it, because this match, I have a high pain resistance. It's not like there's nothing that can easily really like bring me down to a level where I say, oh, this is something I can't take anymore. So this barely ever happens. And especially this match, it just brought another layer to everything. And I think this match especially was a great one in case of like the story that led up to this match and make it like reasonable, make it sensible. And I think especially certain moments in this match, moments I felt for, let's say, some moments I probably felt for the next 4 weeks, they really made certain people, when I rewatched it, like really feel uncomfortable. And this is, I think that's the purpose of this match. That was the purpose of the story. So I really like to remember this performance.
As we start to wind down here, my last one for you, you've been doing a lot of media that not only leading up to NXT No Mercy, but just kind of in general with NXT. And when it comes to people doing media, Drew McIntyre always says like, I want to do as much as possible because it gets me out there. It kind of helps me with promos. Cody Rhodes always wants to do a lot of media. Are you someone pushing for the media and wanting to do these interviews? And how do you think like it helps you when it comes to that translating on television?
I'm not the one pushing for this. There is not something that I feel like this is something I must do. I absolutely understand the aspect of like communication and talking about certain things and explaining myself, and it gives me a good platform to explain my thoughts, which I absolutely love and enjoy. And I'm always have been a big fan of a good conversation, because I think this is a wonderful thing to do. And if you can do it to, you can do job related, professional related, and I can bring the best to me as a performer for the company, this is something I most certainly will do.
Well, I appreciate you doing this today, Ilya. You've taken on Carmelo Hayes, NXT Championship, No Mercy, this Saturday, September 30th. Let the fans know what they can expect from this match.
I'll fight. They can expect, like, No Mercy is definitely the word it is. it's going to be no mercy for Carmelo Hayes. Like, you're just going to know it. And people, all people know it. As soon as I came back to NXT, people saw what I'm capable to do in this ring. I am dangerous. And when the Mad Dragon spreads his wings, you really better get lost, because I will cover my wings in gold.
Ilya, anything you want to plug, where they can find you at, on social media or anything like that?
You can find me on Instagram on Mzikwa Dragunov, and you can find me on Twitter on Mzikwa Czar.
There you go. Thank you again, Ilya. Really appreciate it. Guys, it is NXT No Mercy this Saturday, September 30th, 8 p.m. Eastern on Peacock. You can also catch Ilya every Tuesday, USA Network, 8 p.m. Eastern as well. Ilya, thank you very much, and thanks everybody for tuning in here on Fightful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.